Hey, BillO'Reilly.com premium members, welcome to the No Spin News for Wednesday, May 6, 2020. Fight for your freedom and for your health. So again, we have a lot to tell you about, stories you will hear nowhere else. And let's get right to it. So politics and the pandemic, once again, there was a little lull period there. A little lull period where there weren't a lot of politics. The new White House spokesperson, Kayleigh McEnany, had a couple of Q&As, but, you know, Donald Trump hasn't been that bellicose, word of the day, bellicose. But yesterday, traveled down to Arizona, and he said that his administration was not at all at fault for not being prepared for the Wuhan virus. Roll it.
Don't forget, the cupboard was bare. The other administration, the last administration, left us nothing. We didn't have ventilators. We didn't have medical equipment. We didn't have testing. The tests were broken. You saw that. We had broken tests. They left us nothing. And we've taken it and we have built an incredible stockpile, a stockpile like we've never had before.
Okay, so all of that is true. But it wasn't framed properly if the president wants to be reelected. So here's the deal, and I know I'm going to get letters, but Trump supporters have to understand that about 45% of the electorate does not like the president. That doesn't mean they're all not going to vote for him. Depends on Biden and whoever the Democrats throw up there. But 45% are not real Trump fans. That's a lot. So if it's me and I'm talking about fighting the pandemic, which I think the federal government is doing fairly effectively. I don't see any incompetence here. And if I did, I'd tell you. President Trump was lucky or perspicacious, another word of the day, for stopping the China flights when he did in late January. I mean, you can't take that away from him. He was ahead of the curve, ahead of Joe Biden, ahead of all the other Democrats, ahead of the media. And in the ensuing weeks, the federal government has spent an enormous amount of money trying to combat the ill effects of this virus. And they've been fairly effective in doing that. So the way I position it, if I'm President Trump, I say, look, we're doing a good job getting ventilators and respirators and masks, and we're doing it because we had to start at zero. The previous administration, Barack Obama, had 8 years and didn't stockpile anything. I'm not blaming Barack Obama, I would say. I'm not blaming him because no government stockpiles anything except military weaponry. That's the only proactive acquisitions that are made by any government in the world. The Koreans were just lucky they had had a pandemic and they had had stuff left over. That's what saved them. Okay. If you frame it that way, say, look, I'm not blaming Barack Obama because no government does this. No one. Particularly when you have 330 million people and you're running a $25 trillion debt. You don't buy stuff that might happen. We haven't had a pandemic like this since 1918.
Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD or text GOLD to 65532.
this is a big story that nobody is covering. The fourth stimulus bill is being discussed. All right? Another $1.2 trillion, $1.3 trillion, whatever. But the Republicans say they are not voting for it if there is not legislation to prevent COVID lawsuits. Now, I've gone over this with you before, but I have to do it again because it is so important. The Democratic Party, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, Senator Schumer, saying we are not going to limit lawsuits at all in any circumstance in the COVID arena. That means any business that opens, reopens, any school, any college, anything can be sued if a person contracts coronavirus in there, near there, walking by, whatever. You don't have to prove it to make the lawsuit. You can allege it. Therefore, say you open a school, a high school, and one kid comes down with the disease. Maybe he got it from his uncle at home. Doesn't matter. Massive lawsuit. Because the blood-sucking, extortionist lawyers, even now, are advertising on television and radio, oh, if you're sick, you tell me. We'll get you compensation. If somebody died, we're going to sue. Sue. How can you open up an academy when every business, every school, every sporting event, every facility can be sued up to here? And these lawyers, they don't charge money to sue. They take 40%. That's called working on contingency. Blood-sucking, extortionist lawyers. There are legions of them, and they're starving now because the courthouses are closed. This has been going on for decades. This is why you pay so much. We pay so much for our medical care. Because our doctors have to pay sky-high malpractice insurance payments. I've got insurance payments all over the place here that I'm paying thousands and thousands of dollars a year because of the extortionist lawyers. Somebody falls down, somebody gets a headache, bang! And to defend costs tens and hundreds of thousands of dollars. All right. So Republicans saying we can't reopen unless we have protection against these COVID lawsuits. Democrats, oh, no. Why? I'll tell you why. 2016, election year, Democrats received $152 million from the lawyer lobby. 2018, Democrats received $137 million. This year, so far, Democrats have received $90 million, and you see the Republicans underneath, maybe 20% of what the Democrats get. The lawyer lobbies buy the Democratic politicians, buy them. The money they donate goes right into the House and Senate funding, Pelosi, Schumer, and they dole the money out to people running for re-election. You see how it works? Lawyer lobby, hundreds of millions of dollars. That's how they get away with it. This is the biggest con in the United States right now. The biggest. Okay. And if I'm an honest politician on either side of the party, you can't reopen the country unless you do that. And by the way, there are some legitimate lawsuits on COVID. New York State, those nursing homes, the state government ordering elder people who had contracted virus back into the nursing homes? That's a lawsuit all day long, and it's legitimate. But the greater good is you can't have this. Back with the final thought about some fun things to do in your downtime.
I'm Mike Slater from the podcast Politics by Faith. This is a crazy time in our country. It's stressful, a lot of anxiety, and it's going to get worse. And I realized that one of the things that helps me take away the stress is realizing that there's nothing new under the sun. So on this podcast, we take the news of the day and we run it through the Bible and other periods in history to realize that we've been through this before and we can rise above again. Politics by Faith, anywhere you listen to the podcast. Politics by Faith.
All right, here's a final thought of the day. I'm not a big internet guy. I don't know Snapchat from Instagram, YouTube. I have no idea. Anyway, one of the urchins showed me that on YouTube, you can get concerts from your favorite recording artists, live stuff, and watch it. And this is great. So I'm just going to give you a minute. I punched up the Doors. I saw them live in 1967 here on Long Island. Morrison is unbelievable. So I watched Little Doors. OJs and Kool and the Gang, I love them. I love them. All right? So I watched them live, do a little dancing, and songs are great. Sade, what a voice. So her best concert was in Switzerland, Montreux, Switzerland. All right? It's on there. It's fantastic. All right? Elvis in Vegas. You got to see it. If you haven't seen Elvis in Vegas, you got to see it. Young Beach Boys, you know, in the early 60s. Their harmonies are incredible, all right? Their harmonies are incredible now, but back when they were kids. And finally, Three Dog Night, Eli's Coming. That's the song, live with Three Dog Night. So that'll take up a lot of your time, but it's fun, and I figured I'd pass that along. We'll see you tomorrow.